Okay, the date is June 1st, 2020. It is 10:09 in the AM. My name is Craig McGinley. I'm a sergeant with the state police, and I'm at the Albany Town Hall. And I'm sitting with Kelly Collins. Kelly, can you spell your first and last name for me?
K-E-L-L-E-Y-C-O-L-L-I-N-S.
Okay. And Kelly, before I started recording, I asked you if it was okay to record this. Are you still okay to record it?
Yes.
Okay, can I get a date of birth from you? The reason I stopped in today was because there was an incident here last week on May 20th. You recall that incident where there's an arrest made in the parking lot over here?
I do.
Okay. So basically what I was asking for is if you could just kind of tell me the story, and I may write a couple of questions and whatnot during the time we're talking, but if you can just tell me the first thing that happened that day that drew your attention to something going on in the parking lot, and just walk me through that story, if you wouldn't mind.
So the town clerk, Deanne LeBlanc, and I were sitting in my office at the conference table, and we were going over some paperwork, and I saw a car drive through the parking lot out of the corner of my eye, and I asked her if she had an appointment, because we're still open by appointment only, and I didn't have an appointment. And I asked her if she had one. She said no. So she said, should we look at the camera? So I got up and walked over to the security camera, which is adjacent to my desk. And I saw a kind of dark gray sedan backing in next to my car in the parking lot. And I just stood at the window for a couple seconds because I was seeing if he or she was getting out of the car to approach the town hall, because again, we didn't have any appointments. And about a minute later, a state police car drove into the lot and parked maybe 10 feet away from that car, opened their door, got out, left the door open. A female trooper approached the driver's side of the gray sedan, and another trooper got out of the passenger side and approached the passenger side of the sedan, and she had her hand on her gun, which kind of scares me. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's protocol for them. And then, again, I stood at the window for a few minutes because it was weird that nobody was getting out of the car. There is no audio on our security camera, so I could not hear what they were saying in the beginning, and neither could the town clerk tax collector. But it went on for such a long time that it kind of freaked me out. So we walked over to her office where the window was open, and we could not hear the person in the car, but we could hear the troopers. And they repeatedly, the first thing I heard them say, and I'm sure they had other conversation, but the first thing I heard was, "You're under arrest, get out of the car." And I remember that because it was said in escalating voice. If she said it once, she said it 10 times. Mm-hmm. And it did not appear that the person was getting out of the car. The first time I looked at the clock, it was 10:29, and this had already gone on for probably 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And I just thought it was unusual that it was taking so long. And the town clerk tax collector said, "I'm getting scared. What if he has a gun? What if he or she has a gun? Should we call the sheriffs?" And I said, "I'm sure the troopers already called for assistance, but I said I will call the sheriff." So I made a call to the sheriff's department, and they said they had a car en route. Again, the trooper on the passenger side of the vehicle took out a stick, one of those extending, I don't know what they're called, mm-hmm. batons maybe, mm-hmm. and extended it and tried to break the passenger side window. She was unsuccessful with that. The trooper on the passenger side of the, or the driver's side of the car, walked back to the cruiser and got a punch and started to punch the window out. Again, all of this is a good 10 or 15 minutes into this person sitting in the car and not obeying the officers to get out of the car because they're under arrest. She starts punching the window, peels it down. Again, the whole time, both troopers were saying, "You're under arrest, get out of the car, you're under arrest, get out of the car, please keep your hands where I can see them," was said a couple times. I could not, again, ever hear anything that he said. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know it was a he until they got him out of the car. after they punched the window out, they peeled it down the side of the door. And then there was a struggle, not all of which I could see because I couldn't see into the car, but they were reaching into the car. They finally got the door unlocked, opened the door, struggled again to get the person out of the car. The sheriff still was not here. No other troopers were here. It was just those two troopers. They get him out of the car. He stands up, and he was a big guy. I mean, it was the first thing that struck me was they're probably my size, only much slimmer built, and he was a good head taller than both of them. And that kind of scared me physically for them.
Mm-hmm.
They continued to give him instructions, and he didn't obey any of them. He had something in his right hand, and when he first got out of the car, I thought it was a gun. It turned out to be a cell phone, but I couldn't really see it. And he was holding it over their heads and wouldn't give it to them. It was bizarre. And then they kind of, I don't know if they pushed him down the side of the car or he walked to the back of the car, but as he went down the side of the car, he had his hand over his head with his cell phone, and I assumed he was either talking to somebody or filming something. They got to the back of the car. You know, they're asking him for his phone. They're asking him to obey them. He's not having any part of it. Again, I couldn't hear a lot of what he said. And then when they got to the back of the car, they all went down on the ground, and I couldn't see anything because of the, and I couldn't see anything on the camera either. Just the field of vision from where I am, I couldn't see anything beyond the car. Shortly after they went down on the ground, the sheriff pulled up, and he got out of the car, and he was a big guy. And so I felt better about that. And he went to the back of the car, and it wasn't more than a minute or two before he got him up. I don't know if he was already handcuffed or if he handcuffed him, and then he walked him to the car.
Okay. When you say that they went down behind the car, are you talking about the silver car or the police cruiser?
The gray car.
Okay, or gray or silver, whichever, yeah. And I want to cut you off. Anything else that you wanted to add to that?
I couldn't hear a lot of what he said. He was swearing at them, mm-hmm. but I don't know in relation to what. And the whole thing went on for quite a while. I mean, I would say all in all, from the time he pulled in until the time the sheriff walked him to the car, it had to have been a good 25 minutes. And it doesn't appear, it did not appear to me that he ever cooperated with the police officers.
Okay. When you, the first thing that you had mentioned was that there was a car that drove into the parking lot when you were sitting at the table we're sitting at now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice if the car had pulled in any other manner other than just a normal drive? Was he faster?
Yeah, he backed in.
He backed into the space, which is abnormal?
Kind of unusual. I mean, I back in because I work here.
Yeah.
And I'm here for a long time, but...
But nothing else.
Most people that have business usually pull in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One of the other things that you said was when you saw the troopers approaching the car, one of the troopers had her hand on a gun. Was her gun out of her holster, in her holster? Can you just elaborate on that? Because I wasn't really sure what you meant.
What I saw, the guns were always holstered. They were never taken out. She just was standing with her hand, like I would stand with my hand on my hip, but she had it over her gun.
Okay. All right. So when you said that he wasn't cooperating with them, he's holding what you later noticed was a phone above him. At any time, other than hearing the things that you heard them say to him, as far as him being in the car, they're telling him he's under arrest. What other words did you hear them say to him?
I never heard them swear at him. The only two things I really heard was "you're under arrest, get out of the car," all as one sentence, multiple times, multiple volumes, you know, and it got louder and louder as he did not get out of the car. And then something about his hands, "show me your hands, keep your hands in sight."
Mm-hmm.
I think she said that a few times too, like, Okay. And that's what kind of scared us, is that if they don't know that he has a gun or doesn't have a gun, that is a little disturbing.
I don't really have a lot of questions. I know that you provided a written statement to one of the troopers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up some video from the video surveillance here at the town office. And is there anything else that we didn't talk about that you feel like it's important that I might have missed?
No.
Okay.
Again, I didn't hear anything he said.
Okay. All right. So. Well, fair enough. Well, thank you. I really appreciate you talking to me. And I'm going to end the recording, and it is 10:20 on June 1st.